Do this, do you? That's the order for God's kingdom. He shall not suffer any longer. When he said the suffering is finished, he meant that. He said the only way I'll suffer now is to give my obedient people time to come in. He said when I close that door on my suffering, that is all she wrote. Said then, said the rich men and the great men and the captain shall be crying for the rocks to fall on and the mountains to fall on. Because said then, that lake of fire will be put out right there. And my eyes of fire that roam to and fro over the earth will begin to search them out. And said once they're searched out, that's all she wrote. And said once I make a testimony of judgment in the earth through my fire, said everyone will know that I am the Lord God that judgeth in righteousness, and that they know that still, let them that are unclean be unclean still, and no man knows when I'm going to say it's finished. You can't get in anymore. Whoa. Lord Jesus, I accept it. You're right there before me with a lake of fire in your bowel and in the bowel of my Father, burning and suffering for me and being willing in love to relieve you of my part of that suffering. I come in old faith and obedience, and I lay my old nature and all my old ways and all working of Satan in that pit of fire, and I say, it has been destroyed. Before me with that lake of fire in your bowels and in the bowels of my Father, causing you to suffer and being willing in love to relieve you of that part of your suffering that you are doing for me. I come in obedience and I declare that my old nature and all working of Satan has been placed in that fire and has been consumed. Oh. 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 I tell you what, now I told you that God said when he restored again, it would be as my servant Moses coming up out of Egypt. Blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. And terror on every hand. Oh, yes. That's what he said. And Jesus said, I came to kindle that fire. You didn't know that's what he meant, did you? It was kindled in his bowels. Right out. In the desert, 40 days and 40 days, it began to burn in his bowels then. And he said, I kindled that fire right out in that desert. Oh, and I added a little more to it on the cross. Add a little more to it in the tomb. Then I added all the fire of heaven until it consumed me. And my whole bowel became nothing but suffering. And unless, in fulfilling the scriptures, the Father said, I must rescue my son, lest he blow away and be no more. The Father God drew me inside of him and held me there and suffered with me in his bowels. Oh. kept you right there before me. With that pit of fire, lake of fire, burning in your bowels and in the bowels of my father. Oh, suffering for my old ways and working of Satan. And in love, being willing to relieve you of my part of that suffering. I come and say, all my old nature, all working of Satan, has been placed in that fire and has been destroyed. Heaven of love. Else. You're seeing the plan of salvation for the new creation. You understand that, don't you? Some of you have been suspecting it. But you're seeing the plan of salvation for the new kingdom age. You'll not anymore have to beat them from the cross. You bring them to the fire. And listen to me. Once he reaches out and touches the person with love, like he did this brother here and that little one there, all he has to do is touch them with that love, and they're ready to come. They can't come except in love. But when he touches them in that love, oh, they come. And then when they lay that on the fire, that love poured back on them 100-fold, just like he said. Brother Brood, you're preaching a new, strange doctrine. I'm preaching to you what I'm sent to preach. If you haven't suspected it, if you don't know it yet, it's time for you to know it. I am not a minister of the old age. That minister of old age is reserved for fire and destruction. I never was called a minister of the old age. I was called by the Lord to restore for long years the revealings of Christ, but then called to reveal the new creation. That was my purpose. I never called for anything else. This is the reason why you never saw in me any compromising with religion. I could not compromise. Oh, every once in a while in my weakness, I'd sort of let it pass by me. But someone would burn in me, and the Lord would begin to cry out in me, "Thy mine enemies, mine enemies, mine enemies, mine enemies, mine enemies, mine enemies." If that didn't work in me and prod me to move out from under that condemnation, he'd begin to cry, "Enemies of my people, the enemies of my people, enemies of my people, enemies of my people." And you'd see me descend in fury upon religion, and you wouldn't understand. But now you understand. Oh. Oh, somebody. Oh. Come on, Irene. Yes, Lord. Gonna make many visits to that lake of fire, aren't you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're children of obedience and love. And once we get something from the Lord, we don't stop until it's perfected in us, do we? Just like we're going around here today, sprinkling that living blood in whichever, that heavenly blood in whichever living thing has died, we're gonna stay on that lake of fire the same way. Only this time, we're going to use the heavenly blood in which every living thing hath died, and we're going to wipe with that as we stand by the lake of fire. And we're going to move until all hindrances are gone. And then, see your mind open understanding to the Lord. Things you've been struggling with as you cast them out of there into that lake of fire. Only one. I see that. Wonder why I didn't see it before. Because there was a block of Satan in there that kept you from seeing the purpose of God. Blinded you, the darkness of this world. Once you begin to commit him to the lake of fire, his blindness must leave you. And the pure voice of the Lord begins to move in you. And then you'll begin to understand exactly what the Lord has had me to tell you. That I am only a minister of the foundation. The ministry that God had got reserved to you is greater than my ministry. It is more specialized than my ministry. You don't believe that yet, but it is. In your ministry of songs, in your ministry of song, my, that pillar of smoke, as Moses coming out of Egypt, where the whole countryside was filled with the smoke. Those praises and sacrifices going up to the Lord. God wants to fill the whole earth with his song. And once you commit all your hindrances to that lake of fire and that spirit of life begin to move in love of you, you will begin to create, that smoke of the pure fire and the pure blood that will spread all over his enemy. See, there are two purposes for that smoke, Brother Juan, Ron. One was to lead the obedient people of God. The other was to scare the wits out of the enemy. And it did both of them. Whoa. This cloud of smoke of that music and praises must cover God's people everywhere they go. And it will be as has been released as that hindrances are cast into that lake of fire. All struggling and striving, and you come at rest, and because you have the ability, out of you will flow those songs of purity, of judgment and love and power and meekness and wisdom and blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and it will lead God's people with that cloud during the day. Oh, and it will strike terror in the hearts of the enemy. It will move through the air, the new threshing instrument that God has given us, and it will chew up the working of Satan because it has teeth in it. It'll chew him. Every time it hits him, it'll chew him and chew him and chew him. And once you move into this, I'll have a problem stopping you. Just like it was down the convention. You couldn't hardly stand it till you got one somewhere and got to singing, could you? Oh! And you didn't know why, but now you know why. You'll get to where you can't stand it until you get somewhere and get to minister. It'll feel just like one of the Old Testament people said, it is in me. And said it is falling in me. Said, where shall I relieve myself? And thus saith the Lord God, and he revealed him and he relieved himself. And God spoke again in that day. He said, my people shall be as a woman with child. Said they shall travail. To relieve themselves. He's talking about your ministry. Once that ministry begins to form in you, you have to get relief somewhere. And if you can't get it spewed out on anyone, you'll go to the closet and spew it out. That meant, did you? But you already been feeling a little bit of travail on the inside of you, ain't you? You knew you had to get some relief somewhere, and he being merciful to you, he'd give you a little weeping to sort of relieve you, to keep you from being consumed before that ministry came out. Yes, Lord. But now he's ready to move you into it over that lake of fire. Lord Jesus, I accept that. Right there before me, you're revealed with a lake of fire in your bowels and a lake of fire in the bowels of my Father. causing you to suffer, and in love, being willing to relieve you of my part of your suffering, I come and I confess that my old nature and all working of Satan and all my old ways has been placed in that lake of fire and has been consumed. Salvation for the new creation, do you? You do. You don't believe that this is Joel's army that's being formed, do you? Oh, yes. And this is the army that shall not walk only on the land, but shall ride in the air. Oh, yes. Before me, with a fire in your bowels and a fire in the bowels of my Father, oh, and being willing to relieve you of anything that I might have caused suffering, I come to you, say, Lord Jesus, all my old ways and all working to Satan has been placed in your bowels of fire and has been disordered, heavenly blood. Anything that needs to go into that fire. The very fact that you say I don't feel like it means you've got something there. The only way you'll ever know that you do not have anything else to go in that lake of fire when a voice inside of you said, oh Lord, I am an unprofitable servant. No. But as long as there's something inside of you that says, well, you know, I don't know what I need, that's a pretty good sign. The devil is still working in you. Isn't it? But the plan of God said, after you've done all you can do, then the voice will come, ah, Lord, I'm an unprofitable servant. No. And then you'll know you've been relieved. And when you begin to go to feeling, well, I'm something and I'm profitable, you'll know back to that lake of fire you must go. Oh, Lord Jesus, right there before me, in your bowels, that lake of fire and suffering. Oh, and in the bowels of my Father, caused by my old ways and my yielding to Satan. Now come in love, being willing to relieve you of my part of your suffering. I say that my old nature and all working of Satan has been placed in that lake of fire and has been destroyed. Heavenly blood. I saw the devil begin to put shame on him because he fell in front of everybody. You say you didn't see that, brother. I absolutely do. I see you like an open book. And you know I do. Oh! I don't even want shame to enter in. Oh! Come on, brother, buddy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right there before me. Oh, shining with your resurrection power. Oh, with a lake of fire in your bow. And in the bow of my Father. That hath suffered in burning for me. Oh, for many long years. And being willing to relieve you of my part of suffering. I come in love and commit. My old nature and all working to Satan into that lake of fire and declare it has been destroyed. Heavenly blood. Suffered for you in a lifetime. Did you know he has suffered for you since he first grabbed the horn of that altar in that outer court? Did you know that? If he hadn't suffered in fire for you, you would have been consumed long ago. He finished the suffering and then he went and held on in suffering inside of the Father until this day. Oh, yes, he did. I'll prove it to you. Yes, saith the Lord, before thou was ever formed in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. Yea, and before, even the end, before the beginning of creation, I knew thee. And I love thee. And I made provision for thee. Why, yea, I, the Lord God, foreknew all of my children. And when thou was formed in thy mother's womb, yea, I did rejoice. For the heritage of my Lord, the Lord thy God, was coming forth in the earth. Revelation of God. You do too, don't you? In him is all life. And furthermore, he says, since you're children of my love, I'll tell you another one of my secrets. You did not cause yourself to sin. But the tradition of your fathers caused you to sin. You being children of sin, you had no choice. But I'll tell you who caused you to sin. Mine enemy Satan. And all of those that made a league with him. Now it is my desire that the whole creation be delivered and that mine enemy Satan suffer for all the creation. But if that be not so, judgment is drawn to the line and all those that will not disannul their covenant with Satan shall suffer his judgment. O Kashikabaha, Lord Jesus. I accept you right there before me with a lake of fire in your bowels and in the bowels of my Father. Oh, and being willing to relieve my part of your suffering in these last days, I come to you and I commit my old nature, all my old life, and all working of Satan into that lake of fire and declare it hath been destroyed. Oh, 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 yeah. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me with a lake of fire in your bowels. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept that all working of Satan and all my old nature hath been placed in that fire and hath been destroyed. Ooh. Now, some of you thought that wasn't going to work on that child, didn't you? Jesus, I accept you're right there before me with a lake of fire in your stomach and in the stomach of my father. And I say that all my old nature and all working of Satan hath been placed in that lake of fire and hath been destroyed. Heavenly blood. This morning, you see why I wouldn't ordain you as a minister, but I brought you up and put you in Jesus and let him ordain you. You see why now you don't have an earthly calling. You have a heavenly calling. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just a servant. All I can do is present you inside of Jesus, and he puts a calling on your life. And then he is responsible for you. And all I do is serve you, whatever he said, give you. And I serve you rebuke, too. Don't I? Of course, you're not thankful for that yet, but you'll rejoice one day. You'll rejoice. You'll say, Lord, I could have never made it if you had not put someone to watch me and the working of Satan. And if you had not let them, suffer enough to where they didn't get to where they cared how I felt, I could have never made it. If your love, the love of the Lord, not my love, but your love, being willing that none of you should perish, he said, listen, Pruitt, you shall suffer. I said, I don't want to. He said, you shall. And I want to, said, I'll make you suffer anyway. Said, you can do it willingly or unwillingly, but said, you've called to suffer. Said, you're going to be made a goat out of from the time you're a child, and you're going to suffer. Said, everyone is going to make you suffer. Your family, your friends, and everyone you come in contact with, you're going to suffer. But I don't want to, you're still going to suffer. But he said, I'll tell you this. Said, that's suffering in love. Said, one day I shall touch it with fire. And I shall touch it with my power. And said, then when you turn your eyes upon my enemies, said, they shall whip. And said, I shall deliver my people. And those that look on, if they do not accept it, I shall lay up judgment for them. And then one day you shall speak the word and fire shall fall upon them. Do you believe that or not believe it? But it is written. And said, I promise you this. When a time comes, you will be the one to pronounce Satan hath fallen. And you shall cast him off of his seat and cast him into the earth. accept it. Oh. Oh, the love of God through that lake of fire. Where would you and I be without it? We could only go so far, and then we'd have to stop. We could only go so far in our salvation, we'd have to stop, wouldn't we? The battle would be too great for us. Because we are battling not against earthly things, but against principalities and power, spiritual wickedness in high places. That takes heavenly weapons to battle against. Heavenly weapons of fire. Heavenly weapons of blood. Because the air is filled with Satan. You've tried it the old way. It doesn't work because that old covenant was rolled up and stuck in the hip pocket of God. The new covenant is yours. Fire and blood, pillars of snow. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me with a fire in your bowels. And in the bowel of my Father. And being willing in love to relieve your suffering of fire. My part that I've called. I come to you in love and obedience. And I say that my old nature, all my own ways, and all working of Satan hath been placed in that lake of fire and hath been consumed.
To the people of my son's wife, I now in love agree to give them a chance to bring their fruits to me. But touch not.
Touch not my prophets, do my children. my counsel and judgment begin. My judgment on the cross is my love's desire. So let whosoever will escape hell's fire. Souls under the altar cry day and night. In love I cry with them, shut the world from my sight. I'm slow to anger, and my cup now is I withhold in weeping, in long-suffering love. Shut up in the temple is the judgment voice of our God. Thunders, lightning, and voices from the throne and beneath. And the council is anxious, the Lamb is fire in his eyes. But grace and mercy rules because of the love of his wife. Her sins are before me. The oppression of my people that they won't let free. Tell them in fire my long suffering is past. Soon I'll pounce in judgment. There'll be a thing of the past. Shut up in the temple is the judgment voice of God. Thunders, lightning, and voices from the throne can be heard. And the council is anxious, the Lamb is fire in his eyes. But grace and mercy rules because the love of his wife.
Touch not my prophets, do my children.
Touch not my prophets, do my children no harm. Pour out not to my counsel, and judgment begins. My judgment on the cross is my love's desire. So let whosoever will escape hell's fire.
To the people of my son's wife, I now in love agree to give them a chance to bring their fruits to me. But touch not my servant, do my children no harm, or I'll open can be heard, and the
touch not my prophets, do my children no harm. For I'm out to my counsel and judgment begin. My judgment on the cross is my love's desire. To let whosoever will escape hell's souls under the altar that cry day and night. In love I cry with them, shut the world from my sight. I'm slow to anger, my cup is now full. I withheld in weeping, long suffering and love. Shut up in the temple is the judgment voice of our God. Thunders, lightning, and voices from the throne can't be heard. And the council is anxious, the Lamb is fire in his eye. But grace and mercy rules because the love of his wife.
Touch not my prophets, do my children no harm, or I'll nod to my counsel and judgment begins. My judgment oppression of my people that they won't let free. Tell them in fire my long suffering is past. Soon I'll pounce in there'll be a thing of the past. Shut up in the temple, the judgment voice of our God. Thundering lightning and voices from the throne are can be heard. And the council because of the love of his wife.
Touch not my prophets, do my children no harm. For I'll not to my counsel and judgment begin. My judgment on the cross is my love's desire. To let whosoever will escape hell's fire. My covenant of grace shall be mixed with fire to satisfy my anger for a little while. But come not against me, leave my people alone. For thunder and lightning will be heard from my throne. Shut up in the temple, judgment voice of God. Thunder's lightning and voices from the throne can be heard. And the council is anxious, the Lamb is fire in his eyes. But grace and mercy rule, because the love of his wife.
Touch not my prophets, do my children no harm, or I'll not to my counsel and judgment begin. My judgment of my people that won't let free. Tell them in fire long suffering is past. Soon I'll pounce in judgment and there'll be a thing of the past. Shut up. The throne can be heard, and the council is anxious, the Lamb has fire in his eyes, but grace and mercy rules because of the love of his wife.
Touch not my prophets, do my children no harm. For I'll not to my counsel and judgment begin. judgment on the cross is my love's desire. To let whosoever will escape hell's fire. Touch not my prophets, do my children no harm. For I'll not to my counsel and judgment begin. My judgment on the cross is my love. So let whosoever will escape hell's fire. Souls under the altar cry day and night. In love I cry with them, shut the world from my sight. I'm slow to anger, and my cup now is. I withhold in weeping, in long-suffering love. Shut up in the temple is the judgment voice of our God. Thunders, lightning, and voices from the throne and beneath. And the council is anxious, the Lamb is far.